Jeep launched the Gladiator Ute 2 years ago, and it certainly created interest in the top end of the four-wheel drive Ute segment. We drove the Gladiator Rubicon this week, which showcases the peak four-wheel drive capability with excellent approach and departure angles, front and rear diff locks, front sway bar disconnect, RockTrack active on-demand four-wheel drive system, and a very low 4-to-1 transfer case ratio, as well as up to almost 250 millimeters of ground clearance. In the world of serious four-wheel drive vehicles, it's amongst the best. Rubicon is powered by a 3.6-litre V6 petrol engine, produces 209 kilowatts, 347 newton meters. It runs an 8-speed automatic transmission with manual mode. It can be thirsty though, especially around town, but on our test we average almost spot on the ADR figure of 12.5 litres per 100 k's. It is designed for serious four-wheel drive capability with a practical and large tray, but is slightly behind the market in payload and towing capacity. Inside the Rubicon with the optional luxury pack, it treats the occupants to a comfortable ride, priced from $79,250 plus the usual costs. This is a Motoring Minute, I'm Rob Fraser.
Before you buy a new car, the place to head is anyauto.com.au. If you're looking for a luxury SUV, check out the review of the Audi SQ7 Quattro. How about this for a comparison? The Nissan Patrol TIL versus the new Toyota Land Cruiser 300 series. And for tradies or for the farm, the Isuzu D-Max SX single cab chassis two-wheel drive high-ride ute review. Check out those reviews and so much more. There's always a lot going on at anyauto.com.au.